2025 U.S. Federal Tax Extension Filing. October 15, 2026 Deadline and IRS Free File Process. If you extended your 2025 U.S. Federal Income Tax Return using Form 4868 or another method, you generally must file the return by October 15, 2026. This guide covers choosing IRS Free File, checking tax records, paying unpaid taxes, entering a refund account, and confirming acceptance of your electronic filing. Locate your Form 4868 filing record or electronic payment confirmation for the extension to verify whether the October 15, 2026 deadline applies. Prepare your W-2, 1099, 1095A, prior year return, IRS tax records, and refund account information. If your 2025 AGI is $89,000 or less, use IRS Free File Guided Tax Software. If it is higher, choose another filing option, such as Free File Fillable Forms. An extension to file is not an extension to pay, so check the unpaid tax and any interest and penalties accrued to date, and pay as much as you can. After electronically filing your federal return, confirm that the IRS has accepted it, not merely that it was transmitted, and retain the records. If you validly extended your 2025 U.S. individual federal income tax return, the general filing deadline is October 15, 2026. What you need to do now is not apply for another extension, but complete your income and deduction records, choose an appropriate official filing method, and file your Form 1040 series return. A filing extension does not extend the deadline to pay your tax. If you still owe tax that was due by April 15, 2026, interest and penalties may accrue, so prepare your return and verify your payments at the same time. Step 1. Confirm whether the extension applies and your actual deadline. You can generally file your 2025 return by October 15, 2026, if one of the following applies. You properly filed Form 4868 by the original filing deadline. You requested an automatic extension by selecting an extension payment through an IRS electronic payment system. You submitted an extension request through tax software or a tax professional and have an IRS acceptance record. You can use a copy of Form 4868, an e-file acceptance notice, a payment confirmation number, or your tax preparer's filing record as proof. Even if you transmitted the request, it may not have been treated as a valid extension if the IRS rejected it, so you must confirm its acceptance status. When October 15 may not apply situation, what to check extension request was not filed or was rejected, file as soon as possible rather than waiting. A late Form 4868 does not automatically restore a past deadline. Eligible taxpayer in a federally declared disaster area, check whether the additional location-specific postponement announced by the IRS extends beyond October 15. Some relief applies without a separate request. Taxpayer living abroad or serving in the military separate deadlines may apply under rules for taxpayers abroad or in combat zones, so check your circumstances. Taxpayer required to file a state income tax return check separately with the relevant state tax agency, whether a federal extension automatically extends the state filing deadline. Disaster area deadlines vary by location, event, taxpayer address, and type of return. Check the official IRS disaster tax relief announcements for the date that applies to you. Step 2. Prepare the records needed to file. Gather the following documents before starting your return. Social Security numbers or applicable taxpayer identification numbers for you, your spouse, and your dependents. Form W-2 showing employment income. Various forms 1099 for interest, dividends, freelance work, platform income, retirement income, and other income. Form 1095A issued to people enrolled in health insurance through the marketplace. Records for mortgage interest, charitable contributions, education expenses, child care expenses, and other deductions and tax credits. Year 2024. Federal return and records of estimated tax and extension payments made in 2025 the IPPIN for the applicable year. If the IRS issued you an identity protection, PIN the routing number and account number of the U.S. financial account where you want your refund directly deposited if records are missing. You can review payment history and account information through your IRS individual online account. If you need wage and income documentation, you can review an IRS transcript. But because records may take time to appear, compare it with the original documents you received. If filing jointly, also prepare your spouse's documents and satisfy the signature requirements. If you received Form 1095A, you may need Form 8962 to reconcile the premium tax credit. Step 3. Choose IRS Free File or another filing method. The official starting point is IRS Free File. Go to the provider selection page through IRS.gov, not through a search advertisement or a private website with a similar name. If your 2025 AGI is $89,000 or less, if your 2025 adjusted gross income, AGI, is $89,000 or less, you can use IRS Free File Guided Tax Software. AGI is not the same as gross income. It is the amount after adjustments are applied on Form 1040. Within the overall IRS criteria, each provider may impose additional eligibility conditions, such as age, state of residence, or type of income. Use the IRS tool to select a provider whose requirements you meet and check the following. Confirm that federal filing is free. Check whether state filing is also free or carries a separate fee. Do not search for and enter the provider site directly. Access it through the IRS Free File Results page. Create an account, enter your tax information, and run the error checks. Electronically sign and file the return, then save the acceptance notice. Free file fillable forms available without an AGI limit. Free file fillable forms is an electronic forms option available with no income limit. Unlike guided software, however, it provides limited explanations of tax law questions and limited automated interviewing, and offers only basic calculations. You must therefore be able to determine which forms and entries you need. Category Free File Guided Software Free File Fillable Forms 2025 AGI requirement $89,000 or less, no income limit preparation method. Helps prepare the return by asking questions, enter information directly into electronic forms, tax guidance provider specific guidance, and error checks, limited state. Tax filing support and fees vary by provider and state, generally focused on federal filing, best suited for relatively standard returns, requiring step-by-step guidance returns, for which you can identify the required forms, and tax rules yourself if you have complex business income. Income from multiple states, foreign financial assets, or special deduction issues, first check the scope of free file support. If necessary, consider paid software, a credentialed tax professional, or a qualified free tax assistance program. Step 4, check unpaid tax, interest, and penalties. Form 4868 extends the deadline to file your return, but not the deadline to pay your tax. In principle, 2025 taxes should have been paid by April 15, 2026, so if you have a balance, interest, and a late payment penalty may accrue after that date. Proceed in the following order. On your completed return, compare your total tax with withholding, estimated tax payments, and the amount paid with your extension. Check your IRS account to confirm that previous payments were applied correctly. Pay any balance you can through the official IRS payment page. Even if you cannot pay the full amount at once, file your return by the deadline and pay as much as possible. If a balance remains, separately check the eligibility requirements and terms for an IRS payment plan. The exact interest and penalties may vary depending on the payment date, unpaid amount, IRS notices, and any applicable grounds for penalty relief. Rather than relying only on your own calculations, review your return, account history, and any subsequent IRS notices. Even if you expect a refund, review the figures on your return for accuracy. Entering the wrong direct deposit account information may delay payment or require corrective procedures. Step 5, Confirm IRS acceptance after e-filing for an electronically filed return. Transmission completed is not the same as accepted by the IRS. Do not stop after sending the file on the deadline. Confirm that the software or provider shows an accepted status. Save the confirmation showing the filing date and time. Confirm that the IRS accepted the return. If it was rejected, immediately review the error code and reason. Correct issues involving your name, social security number, prior year AGI, IP PIN, or duplicate dependent claim. Check the applicable correction and retransmission period for e-filing and the provider's instructions. If e-filing is not possible and you switch to a paper return, verify the mailing address, signature, proof of mailing, and applicable deadline. The correction period after an e-file rejection is not an automatic additional extension that applies to every error. In particular, if you file shortly before October 15, you may not have enough time to make corrections, so it is safer to transmit the return as early as possible. Easy to miss. Federal filing, state filing, and proof of acceptance are separate. Completing an IRS extension filing does not automatically satisfy your state income tax obligations. Separately check the following with the tax agency of each state where you lived or earned income. Whether your state filing deadline was extended, and the actual filing deadline your state, tax balance and late payment costs, how changes to federal AGI affect your state return, whether you separately transmitted your state return after filing your federal return, also keep the return PDF. Copies of forms W-2 and 1099, extension approval records, payment confirmation numbers, and the IRS acceptance notice together. You may need them to prove the fact and date of filing if the return is later shown as not received or a payment is missing. Final pre-deadline checklist. I confirmed that form 4868 or my electronic extension payment was accepted. I checked for a separate deadline based on a disaster area, time abroad, or other circumstances. I included all forms W-2, 1099, and 1095A, along with deduction records. I selected the appropriate free file option for my 2025 AGI. My extension payment and estimated tax payments are correctly reflected on the return. I checked my unpaid tax and paid as much as possible. I rechecked the routing number and account number for my refund account. I confirmed that the IRS accepted my electronically filed return. I completed any required state filing separately from my federal return. I saved my return, payment receipts, and acceptance records.